I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran's supreme religious leader called on Muslims this week to fight the blind and savage terrorism fueled by the West. Voice of the Martyrs candidate Greg Musselman says there's a reason for concern because of assumptions that Christianity is Western.
The Ahmadinejad has stated that he is going to go after the underground churches. They're illegal. They shouldn't be happening. There's these apostasy laws. We need to be praying for the legislators as well in Iran.
Disillusionment and despair are actually acting as a catalyst for the gospel.
We're seeing these underground churches springing up all over Iran where there are young people coming to know the Lord.
Next, medicine and missions can make a perfect pair. An international mission board wants people to know about it. That's why this month the IMB hosted the Medical Mission Mobilization Summit in Georgia. The summit stressed the fact that medical missions provides access to areas that other ministries can't go. This gives doctors the chance to be Christ to people who may never otherwise see him. Go to our website to get involved with IMB's medical missions. And the National Special Olympic Games are drawing to a close today in Omaha, Nebraska. There, three athletes from Shepherd's Ministries participated in either bocce ball or basketball. While the athletes have met success winning gold medals in bocce ball and reaching the semifinal game for basketball, they've also met spiritual victories. Gordon Hodge, a resident who came to cheer them on, says,
"We've been a shining testimony for Christ, and all the coaches and all of the other basketball team members from different teams have come up to us and said, we're a very good testimony to them, so we're not ashamed."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories on our broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. To find coverage of other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview, go to OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.